From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. The number of people putting in for unemployment for the first time is back up. NPR's Giles Snyder reports applications rose to a seasonally adjusted 410,000 after 25,000 more claims were filed last week.
The rise in the number of new jobless claims comes just a week after they fell to their lowest level in nearly 3 years. But there could be a simple reason for the disparity. Analysts had warned that severe weather in parts of the country the previous week could have kept people from filing claims. While the latest numbers from the Labor Department are much more than economists expected, applications are well below their recessionary peak. Anything below 425,000 is viewed as a sign that the economy is creating jobs at a modest clip. The four-week moving average of new claims, a better measure of trends in the labor market, rose only slightly to 417,750. Giles Snyder, NPR News, Washington.
The latest snapshot of consumer core prices reveals a 0.2% increase in January, the largest the Labor Department seen in more than a year, but include the volatile categories of gas and food costs, and the rise in the consumer price index is closer to 0.4%. Over the past 12 months, core prices that exclude food and gas increased a full percent. Another gauge of the economy reveals continued but slow growth. The Conference Board's index of leading economic indicators rose 0.1% last month. President Obama heads west today to shore up support for a plan to pour more dollars into education. NPR's Carol Van Dam reports the president will be reaching out to some of the biggest players in the tech world.
President Obama will meet today with top executives in San Francisco, including Facebook founder Mark Zuckerberg, to talk about technology and innovation. Tomorrow, Mr. Obama will travel to Hillsboro, Oregon, where he will tour Intel's semiconductor manufacturing facility and learn about programs Intel offers to encourage studies in science, technology, and engineering. Mr. Obama insists a better educated workforce will attract jobs and help American companies compete globally. The president has been meeting with business leaders around the country to discuss ways to expand the economy and create jobs. Carol Van Dam, NPR News, Washington.
Some upbeat news on the housing front. In the last 3 months of 2010, banks found that fewer Americans were late with their monthly mortgage payments. The Mortgage Bankers Association found that the percentage of homeowners who fell at least one payment behind dropped from just over 9% in the third quarter down to just over 8% in the final quarter of the year. But separately, the number of homes already in the foreclosure process rose. Foreclosures are expected to peak this year. At last check on Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average was up 8 points at 12,296. NASDAQ Composite Index up 5 at 2831. This is NPR News. Another wave of clashes reported out of Bahrain. Security forces used tear gas and tanks to disperse a crowd of anti-government protesters in the capital, where they've been fighting for sweeping political reforms. A Pakistani court is ordering a 3-week delay for a hearing into the diplomatic immunity of an American who killed two local men on the streets of Lahore last month. The case of Raymond Davis has galvanized anti-American sentiment in Pakistan. As NPR's Julie McCarthy reports from Lahore, the court's ruling has dashed hopes for any quick settlement.
Postponing until March 14th a new hearing to determine whether Raymond Davis has immunity is not an encouraging sign and will likely exasperate Washington. The Senate Foreign Relations Committee Chairman John Kerry rushed to Pakistan this week in the hopes of reaching a resolution. The case has ignited a public outcry against the Americans and the way they are perceived to do business. The U.S. says Davis is a diplomat entitled to immunity, but has not said what his job is. The circumstances surrounding the double shooting that Davis says was self-defense have police asking why a diplomat was as heavily armed as Davis evidently was. Talk of a financial settlement was quashed today. One of the victim's family said, "It's not a matter of money, but dignity." Julie McCarthy, NPR News, Lahore.
There were more protests reported today out of Iraq, where demonstrators gathered in the southern city of Basra demanding the local governor step down. Separately, Reuters News Service says a number of people were killed in a car bombing in Muqtadiya today. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News in Washington.